Blog Talk Radio.
I've got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around. And you know that's when I fall. I can't help myself at all. And I get about a ramen man, put a cold one in my hand, 'cause you know I love to hear those guitar sounds. Don't you play, I'm so lonesome I could cry, 'cause I'll get all
motherfuckers. Y'all got the preacher. It's Saturday night and we're about to start it. What's up, boys? Where you at? Are you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hell yeah.
You guys ready for this shit?
I'm always ready.
You fun.
What, why is there a delay? Are you guys not hearing me or what?
I can hear you, unfortunately.
Okay. Good. Justin, are you leaving us early tonight?
Yes, unfortunately I will. I do work night shift now, and I have to be at work at 11. But I'm here until then.
All right, boys. So what do you say we kick it off then? Real quick, shout-outs to my boy Mike Fisher, living down there in Logan, Utah. I know he's listening. Thor Johansson, I know you're listening out there somewhere in the sticks in Washington, and everybody listening. It's going to be a good show tonight. We're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk some shit. And we got a new version of the FKM game that we're going to play. Going to try to streamline the process a little bit. So, you know what? We talked so much politics yesterday, me and Dustin did, with those two yahoos, Sterling Reese and Russell George. How was that for you, Weber?
It was fine, but my blood pressure was up pretty high. And I got an aneurysm, so that's not a good thing.
Shit happens. So we're not going to dive too much into the politics. Unfortunately, though, I have to bring this up.
I knew it.
Ooh, I was not going to bring it up, but I've had, like, let me count the messages. I saved them in a special file just today. Just the messages that I've gotten. Hey, if you're not, whoever's rustling around, while you're moving around, mute the mic. All right, stop masturbating, Justin. I know that's you. So I have about 6 messages in my inbox from people that want to, in one way or another, blast the news that came out today about Bo Bergdahl. There's really not much that we can say that we haven't said already. But for the people that are listening, I want to just read this real quick. I'm just going to read the first paragraph, and then we're going to get a quick synopsis from around the room from you guys.
This is the first time we have
This is insane to me. The Army general who led the investigation into Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's actions in Afghanistan testified Friday that jail time would be inappropriate for the soldier captured and held 5 years by the Taliban. Major General Kenneth Dahl said he interviewed Bo for a day and a half and did not find any evidence to corroborate the reporting that Bergdahl was sympathetic to the Taliban. Okay, before I start getting pissed off, I'm going to read one last portion of this, and then we'll go around the room. Instead, Dahl said, Bergdahl wanted to call attention to what he considered poor leadership of his unit. Bergdahl believed that by leaving his observation post and running 23 kilometers to a nearby base, he could cause a stir and gain access to a high-ranking officer to complain. Now, I'm going to take lead on this. I'm going to take lead on this just for a second before we go around the room. This is absolutely fucking insane. I don't even understand how this could be, how this should be even possible. You know what? Fuck this. I'm not even going to talk about this. Weber, you want to take this for a second? This, I've already given this cocksucker more fucking attention than he should possibly fucking garnish. Weber?
Yeah, I have to put my boot on because I'm going to pace. First of all, the motherfucker's never, there's no way in God's, on God's green earth the motherfucker ran 23, was planning on running 23 kilometers. He probably couldn't even run a mile. If they actually let this guy off, I feel sorry for him getting out in the world because God knows that he'll get, yeah. But, yeah, there'll be mob justice on him. His best bet is to go to prison and hope that they put him in solitary confinement for the rest of his life. That's his best bet. I'll just leave it at that.
Justin Meether.
Well, I don't have a whole lot to say about it because we already know he's just a lying sack of shit. My one question on the subject, on the little article excerpt you read, is if they allow this shit to go pretty much unpunished, what's that going to say for everyone else that's in the brig or going through, you know, an NJP or some shit that's not going to try and pull out the, well, Bo didn't get in trouble and he fucking deserted his post and got fucking six people killed. You know, he got motherfuckers killed trying to search for his ass. So why are you going to fucking NJP me for not shaving, you know? And I know that sounds stupid, but I was always taught, you know, perfection in the basics. If you can handle the basic shit, you know, the big stuff come easy. Well, if you're fucking up on the basic shit and they're not punishing people fucking up on the big shit, people who have been fucking up and doing wrong by, you know, the UCMJ are just going to start trying to get repeals on their shit. All
no,
because they're too
no.
afraid to fucking touch the subject.
I think you're absolutely right. I think this is setting a bad precedent. I think that dangerous, bad precedent, but is this where our military has gone to, that we're so politically correct and we feel sorry for him? Or is it political pressure on the generals and the officers that are in charge of this shit? Are they being pressured by our commander-in-chief or his underlings to make this because of all the you know, the family going to the White House and all that other shit? I mean, the behind-the-scenes shit on this is probably pretty fucking thick.
Yeah, it's most likely.
There's no question that there's political that there's political bullshit behind this. Look what he did. Look what President Obama did to get Bergdahl back. I mean, you trade five high profile guys, you know, for that piece of shit. That's what's going to happen. So if they let him off, it's going to vindicate what it's, supposedly, I think what their idea is, it's going to vindicate what the president did in order to get him back. What is all that background noise? God damn it. I think what that like I was saying, I think that's going to do, that's going to, they want it to vindicate the president's actions for trading five high-profile detainees for this fucking cocksucker. So anything less than that, it would say if he was found guilty and did prison time, that would make the president look quite possibly like more of a piece of shit than he already is. And, I mean, frankly, I don't see what the problem is. He's not going to serve another term, so, you know, fuck him. So, Stephen Bradley, our resident military supporting civilian, what's your take on this piece of dog shit?
Well, if they're condoning his actions as acceptable, I mean, I'm just going to go rob a fucking bank and say I'm tired of hearing that money can't buy happiness, and I just want to see if it's fucking true. Because, you know, that seems to be that you can get away with breaking any kind of code of conduct, even though you know it's wrong and unacceptable, and just claim that, you know, my feelings were hurt or some shit. But, yeah, I mean, it just boggles the mind that they're letting this slide.
You know, and before I stop talking about this, before I get a fucking aneurysm, you know what, I can count on one hand how many times I actually thought about going to the IG, but I really can't fathom needing to go to the IG about something that bad where I couldn't send an email to fucking somebody instead of walking outside the wire and fucking running 14 miles to try to get somebody's attention. That just doesn't fucking, it doesn't compute for me. That's absolutely fucking ludicrous. I've already given this cocksucker more than enough attention. I'm not going to fucking give him any more. So I'm looking for,
I agree with you on that.
We're going to bring on a special guest right now, Mr. Aaron Hart, one of the founders from Five Bravo. Aaron, are you with us?
What's up?
What's up, brother? You got that crack? Have you released the Kraken yet?
Oh, the Kraken has been thoroughly released. I'm nearing Kraken enlightenment.
There you go. So you got a special message for those Five Bravo fans that are listening right now. If you'd like to partake, we'll tell them the backstory real quick. So today, Five Bravo reached 10,000. So in celebration of that, we're releasing a special promo code. And pretty much what we're going to do is there's going to be three parts to the one promo code. And after the show's over, you go in there, you throw in the promo code, and that's going to help you buy out some more swag. So, Aaron, you want to take the floor? Tell them what's up for sale.
For sure. We just dropped three new lines of products. Two of them are color variations to the original hat patch, the operator hat patch that we did. This time we've got OD green and tan for our military guys / tactical cool people. And then we're also doing one very special, very near and dear to my heart, as well as a lot of the members of Band of Bravos. We're doing a pink and white version for the month of October for breast cancer awareness. All proceeds of that particular patch are going to be donated to the Keep a Breast Foundation. And there's a lot of people out there that probably don't know what Keep a Breast is. you guys remember those really cool wristbands, those rubber wristbands that said Save the Boobies?
I sure do.
Okay, well, those were made by the Keep Abreast Foundation. They're really cool. They're not very political correct. They understand what the younger generation wants as far as how to engage and attract people to pay attention to breast cancer awareness. So we're going to donate all those proceeds to those guys. So we actually upped the price on that particular patch a little bit just so we can give them more because they're such a short quantity. But
yeah,
moving on from that, we also partnered up with Airborne Rons. They are the guys that do the really cool bracelets and stuff like that. They're actually putting us on logoed bracelets and other products. We're just starting with one right now. So either way, we got all those cool things going on. Drops, they are live on bandofbravos.com. And we got a special promo code for you guys. You guys can thank Kyle for the kick-ass idea of doing a promo code just for the Section 8 Power Hour listeners. So I guess the first part of the promo code is the word B, T-H-E.
There you go. T-H-E. That's part one of three. And we're going to be checking back with Aaron here in about 45 minutes, maybe an hour, to get the second part of the code.
Okay, and on top of that, fuck bird dogs.
Yeah, fuck Bo Bergdahl. Fuck Bo Bergdahl. Hey, Aaron, you want to stick around for, we're going to play a real quick game. We're going to play a real quick round of FKM.
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. Dustin, you got the book. You got the list. Let's hit Aaron with a round of FKM.
All right. Women?
You can pick whoever you want from either list and whatever illnesses. It's your round. Hit them with it.
All right. Number 27 would be Barbara Walters with dysentery. 15. Susan Sarandon with the bubonic plague. Oh yeah, that's a good one. And, or Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice.
Jesus Christ.
With fecal vomiting.
All right, Aaron, you're on the clock. you're on the clock in 3 seconds. And go.
I'd fuck Ruth, marry Susan, and kill Barbara.
Fuck yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Christ.
I'll take fecal vomiting for 500, Alex.
All right, Dustin, hit me with one.
All right. Let's see. 13 would be David Hasselhoff.
Oh, God damn it.
The leprosy.
God damn it.
Chris Matthews with...
Oh, that douchebag from Fox News?
No, he's CNN douche.
Oh, yeah, because that makes it so much better.
Well, back to with fecal vomiting. And... George Sakalanis, the History Channel alien guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
The aliens.
And he got to hold his hands out with the wild hair.
Yep, that's him.
The meme. He's
yeah,
the meme
okay.
guy.
Okay. Chris Matthews is dead. I'm marrying the frickin' alien dude. And I'm fucking David Hasselhoff, because if he's got leprosy, his dick is falling off, and there's no way that he's going to try to fuck me.
He might just break it off inside of you. You never know.
Oh, God damn it, Aaron. Okay, Aaron, hey, thanks for playing. God damn it. All right, we got another special guest real quick. Aaron, we'll check with you. We'll check back with you here in about 45 minutes.
All right, buddy.
All right, thanks, brother. Well, that was enlightening. God damn it. Okay. I think this is our producer from over on the Warrior Talk Radio side. Calling in from her vacation down there in Florida, and she wants to play around to FKM. Jen, are you there?
I am here. Hey, guys.
How's Florida?
Hi, Jen.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Always good.
Are you in like the Sistine Chapel? Are you like in a great hollowed out area? Because it's echoing pretty good.
Jen, are you taking a shit?
No.
You're supposed
I'm
to pay.
In like this. No, I'm in like this big. It's like a big. I don't know, like a foyer.
A foyer. Yeah. That. Yeah. Around here, we don't pronounce things with a French accent. This is America.
Yeah, no, I'm in the foyer. I'm just hanging out listening to you guys. And I agree with Aaron, fuck Bo Bergdahl. But not in the FKM game.
Oh, no. Bergdahl, we'll put Jane Fonda and Chelsea Manning in the FKM game before he gets in there. There's no fucking way about that.
I listening, but I'll take him off the list.
Okay, thanks. I mean, that would be an easy kill.
Right.
So, I mean,
oh, that's like an automatic kill.
Right?
All right, Jen. So you want to play the FKM game?
Oh yes, you guys kill me with this, but yes, I do.
All right. Well, I picked him in for you because I'm nice like that.
Okay, so who do we have?
Well, you've got number two, which is Vladimir Putin, and he has dysentery.
Okay, who's number one?
You got number 22.
No,
let
me explain to her how we do it. So we've created a list of 30 men and 30 women and 10 viruses and or diseases. So Dustin picks a random name out of the men's hat, three of them, and then he picks random
diseases
to go along with each. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you've got the first one. You've got is Vladimir Putin with dysentery. Dustin, go ahead. What the fuck is that sound?
I have no
idea.
That's
my fucking phone.
For once, it is
my
not
producer,
me.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jim's vibrating.
Well, it's on my vibrator because that's packed up in the moving van.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good. Good. Process of elimination, then.
Okay.
All right, Dustin, hit it with the other two.
All right, 22 is Napoleon Dynamite with genital gangrene.
Oh, my God.
That sucks. And number 24 is Stephen Hawking with herpes with genital warts, which I don't know if that's possible. But.
Okay, well, this is totally easy. So we're going to, Napoleon Dynamite have?
He had number 9. He had genital gangrene.
Gangrene? Okay, so...
On his genitals, so it's probably...
Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's do this. let's fuck Vladimir Putin, because, I mean, he's, I mean, if you cut off his head or put a bag over me, he's not that bad of a looking guy. And, you know, dysentery is treatable. And then we'll marry the dude with the gangrene, because he's Napoleon Dynamite. He had a movie. He's probably got some money, and, you know, well, we all know I could use that
right now. His Napoleon Dynamite movie money is fucking gone.
Is it? Okay, well, we'll just put him to work, and then I'll find I don't know, maybe I'll switch teams, and then we'll kill fucking, because who wants herpes?
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
See, yeah, see.
I think I would have married Stephen Hawking.
Really? Why?
Really? Yeah, I mean, goddamn, he's loaded. And he's not.
Not only that, he's noticed as one of the smartest people in the world. Come on.
And he's not going to chase you around.
And you got a free ride everywhere you go. And you get in the front line of every amusement park.
Okay, so do. Okay, let me. Okay, let's switch it up then.
And just think of
if
what
I
he talks
him,
dirty
I
to you.
If I marry him, I don't have to sleep with him, right?
Probably not.
I'm not 100% sure if he can even work that, but his voice automatically turns into a beatbox.
Okay, so let's fuck Vladimir, let's marry Stephen Hawking and just not have sex with him, because I have a vibrator, and we'll kill Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, technically, if you just sit on Stephen Hawking's voice box, that doubles as a vibrator.
Yeah, the batteries probably last a lot longer.
That's probably what she's doing. That's what we hear, that buzzing noise.
Yeah,
Stephen
that's Stephen Hawking thing.
Prayer.
Yeah.
You guys are horrible.
We are definitely going to hell.
You know what? I appreciate
follow me,
it.
Follow
so
me, boys. I know a shortcut.
Having me on tonight, I really needed a laugh, so thank you so much. And I will be back from my little vacation next week. So, yeah, it's going to be outrageous, some of the shit that's going to be going on over the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned, guys. It's going to be all good for everyone.
Oh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you boys stay out of trouble. And keep doing good work, because I love the show and you guys make me crack up, and I need a funny night. So thank you.
Anytime.
Well,
you're what we're here for. We like to make motherfuckers laugh.
Well, we all know I'm a motherfucker. So, all right, guys. Well, thanks so much for having me on and letting me play and getting me a rich husband. So, yay.
Yeah, yay for Stephen Hawking. All right, thanks, Jen.
All right, thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, Stephen Bradley, you didn't make it out of the gauntlet, so you're up. Dustin, hit him.
Yeah, do your worst.
I'm going to be nice, Stephen. Jane Fonda with leprosy. Lady Gaga with genital gangrene, and Whoopi Goldberg with dysentery. And go.
I got to marry Whoopi because that bitch will make me laugh in the golden years. Gonna fuck Lady Gaga. Just because, you know, that nose of hers is just outstandingly sexy, not. And then we're going to kill Jane Fonda because she's got leprosy. I can take the kitties to go.
Hey, guys, keep the show going. I'm going to back out here for a second. I got to make a call.
All righty. So, yeah, that's my lineup. That's my lineup.
Nice. Because, I mean, she's an automatic hit.
Yeah, I mean, she's the black person in a horror flick. She's not going to make it out alive. I don't care what scenario you put her in, especially in this game.
Ow. True.
So.
Anyway.
So you know Kyle's ordering a pizza or some shit right now. I gotta make a call. Yeah, all right. The fucking pizza's late while he's making a call.
He's dropping a deuce.
Yeah.
All that talk of dysentery, and he started going, "Oh shit."
I knew them cherries would get to him before long. We keep drinking that store-bought moonshine crap.
Yeah. Need to come here to Illinois and get the good stuff.
Shit. Good stuff doesn't come from Illinois. It comes from the Appalachians, man.
Yeah. Hey,
Justin goes to buy it.
We're watching the Alabama game, and it looks like Alabama's going to get beat.
Oh, poor Bama. What was I seeing? I just seen a clip of it while I was eating at Rib Crib the other day, but there it was a Florida Gators, and one dude was tackling his own player, and I did not know what the hell was going on there. I was like, is he going the wrong way, or what the, you know, did the drugs finally kick in? So, I don't know if we got any Gator fans out there, but apparently scholastic achievement is not on the scholarship program to play football.
What are you talking about? Florida State or Gators?
Said your hair looked nice.
My hair looked nice? Shut the fuck up. I don't have any fucking hair. Dipshit.
Oh, boy.
This is kind of an open night. I mean, oh, and I got to give a shout out real quick to
his girlfriend,
one of our sisters who is not feeling well, Emily Lyon. She's pretty sick. Almost ended up probably getting herself into the hospital. I know she needed an IV when I was messaging her earlier. So hope you're getting better. And we are straight out of sophistication up in this bitch. So if you are offended easily, you should probably not listen. But if you want to laugh, just take a look at Justin Meether's dick. So,
if you can find it.
It's got a nice perm and it's glittery.
It has a what?
I take care of that shit.
Your dick has a nice perm and it's glittery?
Yeah.
He's got to be jacking off to Richard Simmons pictures.
You're not supposed to jerk off with glitter in your fucking hand.
Stripper sheen.
Oh no, the glitter is purposely put there.
Oh man, you. Hey, that's what I was gonna. I was actually gonna bring that up. Justin, when is your wedding?
November 5th.
Sucker.
November what?
5th.
I think we need to get together, and I think we need to broadcast a show live.
From the bachelor party.
From Justin's wedding.
No, party.
Not the bachelor party. From the reception.
Oh. Yeah,
there's no way somebody's not going to jail on that day.
I especially see how we're just saving money and doing a courthouse wedding. But I will allow this as long as every single person sounds exactly like a golf sports announcer.
How about we do this? Can we commentate the wedding? Like, we could broadcast while we're commentating the wedding, like, here comes Justin walking up the steps of the courthouse. Stephen, he looks nervous. Do you think this is, like, what is this, the fifth time he's been married or the sixth time he's been married?
I don't know, but he looks like he's clenching, trying to crack a walnut with his ass cheeks.
Yes, exactly like that.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's going to happen. So when are you guys getting married?
I just told you.
November 5th.
November 5th. Oh, shit. Well, I'm trying to act.
I
like
hope
the
to
rest
God your
bastards.
Memory or your dick's longer than your memories, Kyle.
It is. It is. Hey, oh, Justin, you're going to enjoy this. So a good friend of mine, Mike Fisher, that I mentioned at the beginning of the show, his boy just got out of the Marine Corps. I mean, this kid has been out for like fucking 5 minutes. And I think he's hanging out with his dad. And I just talked to his dad on the phone, and I got Jeff to call in. So we're gonna hit this kid with a little bit of the FKM game, just real quick. Justin, try not to slobber all over yourself with another Marine being on the air. And
I will try and contain my motivation.
Keep your dick in your pants too, because he's not a cherry. He's actually been in for a while. He's got a couple deployments under his belt. So he's not a boot that you can just, you know, sidle up to and kiss and whatever. So let's bring him on.
You're making my dick hard. Stop it.
I'm sure you are. What's up there, Marine? Can you hear us?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good. You hanging out with your dad?
Yeah, we're just drinking some beers in the garage, smoking some cigarettes.
Yeah, I've done the same with your dad. He's a good man. Worked with him for a long time. He's definitely a funny motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
So, let me introduce you to. I forget your name. Jeff or Justin?
Jason.
Jeff. Jason. I was one of those J names. Yeah, I'm a horrible, horrible radio host. So, Jason, you got Justin Meether, who's a fellow Marine.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? What's going on, man?
What's that?
Where the fuck is Justin?
Hey, devil dog. I'm trying to keep my boner in my pants right now. Kyle told me you were coming on the air. I had to go put my combat boots on so I wouldn't be gay.
What are you talking about?
And we got Stephen Bradley. Stephen is our resident citizen. A resident civilian.
Howdy. Welcome to the show. Justin, it's not gay if you're doing it just to prove you don't like it.
Exactly.
True.
Hey, when you get, I've got my glow belt, so I mean we're good.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, and Jason, last but not least, my brother, Dustin. Dustin, Jason.
How you doing, Devil Dog? Hope you're liking being out.
Oh, it's a different world. I still got to get used to it. Kind of feel like,
just take it easy.
Yeah, take it easy. Drink copious amounts of liquor and try to sleep in as much as possible.
Yeah, see, I don't wake and bake. I just wake and drink.
And don't spend all your money on the first stripper you see.
He's married, jackass.
No, I already did that once. I ain't going to do that again.
All right. So,
hey, Kyle.
Jason,
bring
you
don't
know
plug
how
hole.
What's that?
Did you just say
rings?
Rings don't plug holes.
Oh, well, we just lost the female base of our fans.
No, Monica's still here.
Oh, well, I think Monica and Jesse are the only ones listening right now, so... I think as long as our better halves are happy and good with it, I guess we are too.
Yeah, I'm good.
So, Dustin, hit Jason. Or hold on, let me ask you. Jason, do you know how to play the FKM game?
Negative. I don't know what the hell that is.
Fuck him, kill him, Mary.
You go learn.
Your unit has failed you.
So let me explain how the FKM game works.
Yeah, maybe you know it's called something else.
No.
So how does this game go?
So here's how the FKM game goes. Fuck one, kill one, marry one.
Okay,
we
I got you.
You got it? Okay. Dustin, go ahead. I'm going to be off for just a second.
All right.
You guys got it.
Number five, you got RuPaul with syphilis. You have Donatella Versace with gonorrhea. Or lucky number 19, you got Betty White with AIDS. And go.
Yeah, I'd marry the shit out of Betty White. She does some good cooking. And she's a rich bitch that's about to die, so I'll take that life insurance.
Nicely done. Nicely done.
Now what did you say was the first one?
RuPaul.
Kill fucking Versace.
Yeah. So you're going to fuck RuPaul?
Yep. Fuck it. Take one for the team.
It's a dude.
Still more attractive than Caitlyn Jenner.
It's about a 6'6 black man that dresses like a woman. But hey, I always knew it. You goddamn Marines.
Hey, fuck off.
Just playing.
Hey, man, get me drunk enough. Fuck it.
Literally.
Yeah, I'll be drunk enough. I'll start.
As the old saying goes, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20.
Fuck, ten bucks buys a 6-pack of beer, so I'm golden.
If you're buying it at the fucking Shopette on Post, they should buy you a whole lot more. That should get you like a 6-pack and a pack of fucking cigarettes.
With my keg.
Yeah, well, you'd probably have to do a rim job for a keg.
Hey, what was that stuff we always used to get at in Virginia, Kyle? The whiskey that only goes to the bases.
Oh, dude, the military special?
Yeah, the stuff that you never knew exactly what flavor it was going to be. You just bought it.
Oh, yeah, dude, that shit was gross.
That shit was
disgusting. That's the military brand
fucking
whiskey.
That's one
vodka.
Right there.
That shit, dude, that shit is good for two things. Getting absolutely plum out of your fucking tree. And fucking getting and fucking fixing tractor cleaning tractor parts. That's about the only thing you could use that shit for.
That's one corporate.
God damn it. Oh man, yeah, that's like you know, 2 days, the day after payday or on payday, we'd be so fucked up that we'd be drinking. I mean, we could get anything we wanted. You know, Jameson, Jack, we were buying frickin' party balls, frickin' kegs. Everybody was smoking our cigarettes. And then 2 days before, you're frickin' getting cigars out of the frickin' ashtray in the frickin' company area, and you're frickin' drinking military special frickin' vodka. And then you wake up the next day, and you're like, fuck, there's like 30 half cups. So you fucking just put everything into a bottle and you just fucking drink that for the next 2 days until payday comes. That's how that goes. So, yeah, well, at least that's...
I mean, we didn't do that.
Well, listen, Jay. No, we didn't. We just drank that fucking... We just drank that military brand whiskey. That shit was gnarly. Yeah, that shit was real fucked up. I didn't really appreciate that. But you do what you have to do, I guess. Well, Jason, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. I know you guys are having a little bit of trouble out there with the reception. So if you guys want to just stay on the line so you can listen to the show, then we'll go ahead and I'll just mute you and you guys can listen to the rest of it. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds perfect, and I appreciate y'all having me.
Hey, no worries, and congrats on getting out of the core, and and hope your transition goes well. And you know, if you ever need to talk, I mean, we got a huge network of folks. You know, just get my number from your dad, and or have him give me a call, and you know, we can talk, we can go get a beer, we can do whatever. And but hope it works out for you, and maybe we'll meet in person one of these days, and we'll get you on the air again.
Oh, most definitely. Hey, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, no worries. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, boys. What else are we going to talk about? Let's talk about... I'll tell you what. How about we go on the soapbox?
Oh, yeah.
Justin, I'm going to let you... Since your impending nuptials are coming up, I'm going to let you get on the soapbox. Something you want to rant about? I mean, maybe your wife or your soon-to-be wife isn't listening. I don't, you know, whatever you want to fucking rant about. Stupid shit. Go ahead. You got the stage for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Well, here recently, there's only one thing that I wouldn't say it pisses me off. It more along the lines confuses me more than anything. I see it all over fucking social media. The same people who just a few years ago were saying that they didn't follow politics, they don't pay attention to politics, it's all useless bullshit, are now the same ones who want to vote somebody, who want someone to possibly have a chance to be voted into our White House and give them free shit. And confuses the shit out of me because you first claim that you don't follow politics, so I'm going to take an understanding that you have no fucking idea what the hell is even going on, but yet someone wants to give you more free shit, and all of a sudden you're a fucking professor. You understand economics as if it's second language to you. And my soapbox really is a message to those kinds of people, the people that went from never following politics to... They don't have to be told anything else about politics because they know everything. Fuck you. You're a dumbass. You don't know what the fuck's going on. And if you're listening right now and you're one of those types of people and you're getting butthurt at the fact that I'm fucking saying this, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Well, apparently somebody is.
Well, I'm with you, brother. I've been following. I actually follow politics, and yeah, I see that a lot. I see that coming from both sides of the floor. People who are constantly saying, "Oh, it doesn't matter how I vote," and blah 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 blah. And then when election time comes around, boy, they're the smartest sons of bitches ever about stuff. But you'd never follow it for 4 years or 8 years at a time, and then when it comes up again, boy, they know everything.
Yeah, another one that I absolutely just find amazing is, as you said, you know, my vote doesn't matter. Well, if you don't vote, your vote doesn't matter. And if you don't vote, you technically have no say in anything that's either happening or going to happen. Because you didn't vote in the first place. You didn't take that moral responsibility for your country to even put your word out there and to have your voice heard. So you can just shut your fucking mouth, stop sharing that stupid-ass post, and call it a day. You know, a lot less stress for you, and I don't have to deal with all the stupidity of seeing your shit. On top of that, the... shit, I just had a brain fart. Where was that going? Fuck.
Squirrel. Squirrel.
Fuck.
Quit that recap. If you don't vote, you don't get to bitch. If you do vote, at least you tried.
I think.
Oh no.
That's what he was
another
going for.
Thing, another thing in line of that is, I saw it this last presidential election I had. I saw it all over the fucking all over social media, all over the board. I heard it from people's face, come out of their stupid fucking face of, well, I don't like any of the candidates, so I'm just going to write this candidate in, which can work. I will, I'm not going to say it can't work, but let's say, okay, let's say fucking, we all know who General Mattis is. Let's say we wanted him to fucking run, but he didn't put his name in, so we decided we're going to fucking write his name in. It, out of 300 million people in the United States, if two-thirds of those people for some reason decided to write his name in, he's good to go. But let's say out of those 300 million people, 25,000 people decide to write his name in. That's not enough of, that's not a big enough percentage of the population to include him in on it. So those votes automatically go to the highest polled person, which this last election.
Hold on. When did the fuck did this turn into fucking CNN? Let me fucking
CNN can go fuck themselves. Because I'm pretty damn sure they don't understand what the fuck's going on.
Let me go ahead and make this funny real quick. I'm voting for D's Nuts.
I knew you would.
That guy's got like 11% of the vote right now.
Yeah,
okay.
He's actually doing pretty damn well for himself, to be honest with you.
Time for my soapbox. This week in social media, I saw a lot of cop haters, police department haters, law enforcement haters. So I just want to say, from the bottom of my heart, to all these Black Lives Matter cocksuckers, police lives matter, all lives matter. In fact, C.J. Simrick said it the best when he said, most lives matter. And let me tell you whose lives don't matter. ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Hamas. And pretty much anybody who treats other people like shit. Now, last time on the show, we were talking about, Dustin will remember, we were talking about this guy who was a fucking, he was on some education Facebook blog, and he was talking about, oh, what the hell was he saying? Oh, Dustin, was that the Holocaust guy?
Yeah, the Holocaust denier.
Saying that it was impossible for Hitler to kill 6 million Jews. What kind of stupid-ass bullshit? How could you even fucking possibly believe that? That 6 million Jews didn't die. That Hitler didn't mass... That the mass genocide of the Jewish people didn't fucking happen at fucking Auschwitz. I don't even fucking understand that. I don't. So, to the Black Lives Matter people, which I don't think any of them are listening to this show, and if they're not, we're going to become a hashtag here pretty soon, which is kind of what I wanted, but not really in the realm that I wanted it in. So, to all the Black Lives Matter people, I'm adding you to my fuck you list. Jane Fonda, fuck you. Bo Bergdahl, fuck you. Westboro Baptist Church, fuck you. And definitely a big fuck you to all the Black Lives Matter people. Black lives do matter. White lives matter. Mexican lives matter. Everybody matters. It's just fucking irritating. I fucking hate that shit. One kid tries to fucking rob a store, gets tackled by a cop, tries to beat that cop up, the kid winds up dead. I really couldn't think of a better ending to that story. I mean, it doesn't matter if the kid's black, white, Mexican, you try to beat a cop, you try to take the cop's gun, you're going to get shot. That's just what it is. It's fucking automatic. Cops want to go home to their fucking families, too. You know, that's just, they're out there, you know, they don't like getting fucking pissed on and shit on and people trying to fucking beat them up. Just as much as correctional officers don't like getting fucking shit thrown on and piss thrown on them. Just the same way, like, fucking... You know, Cav Scouts and fucking forward observers don't like being compared to infantry. You know, they fail in comparison. That's just how it is.
Amen, brother.
Fuck. Stephen Bradley, you're on the soapbox.
Oh, let's see. So many choices. Oh, I don't know. Like today... Hell, today I was driving,
and I wanted nothing more than to be a law enforcement officer, just so I could pull stupid people over that would go cut across traffic, do this shit, do that shit. I don't know. It's just I'd spend probably the majority of my time behind the wheel of a vehicle. Doesn't matter what it is, a one ton, a semi, or just my Jeep, but people piss me off, and I find joy in construction zone when they try to pass me as the lane narrows down to put them in the fucking cones. But hey, I'm a nice guy at heart. But let's see.
At least you didn't want to shoot anybody.
Do what?
I said at least you didn't want to shoot anybody.
Oh, no. Hell, somebody that has a, you know, an inkling of compassion would want to shoot somebody and, you know, make it quick. I don't have compassion. I want them to live. I want them to suffer. I want them to be able to look at their vehicle and be like, I shouldn't have done that. Now I've got a piece of shit vehicle and I can't drive anywhere. But.
All right, Dustin.
Nah.
You're going to wrap up the soap. You're going to wrap up the soapbox time. It's on you.
Is this for me?
Yeah. It's your turn to be on the soapbox.
All right. I'll get on my soapbox. So today I learned that one of my favorite societies, we call it a band of brothers and sisters, the United States Army, has got a new secretary, or the secretary of the Army has been nominated by our fucking awesome leader, President Obama, decided to hire a civilian, no offense, Stephen, that is
Weber.
The first
Weber.
Openly
Weber.
Homosexual.
Weber.
Yeah.
Justin.
Yeah.
Let's not go down that route. If we're going to remember the other day how you were talking about we don't want to get sued?
Yeah, probably right.
Let's stay on
Never
the subject
mind.
Of him being the let's. Let's just talk about pick another soapbox because I'm not trying to end the show before it gets bigger.
Well, needless to say, it doesn't matter his sexual orientation, but he is a civilian and he is a political appointee and he is not going to get elected anyway. He's not going to get confirmed by the Senate, so it doesn't matter. It's a moot point. All right, I don't know. I think that is, I guess that will be my soapbox for the night.
All right, let's take a call. We're going to go down to area code 910. One of these days, I'm going to learn how to freaking vet these people to figure out if I can do that or not. So, area code 910, I think that's Texas. I'm not really sure. We're going to try it anyway. Go ahead, caller.
Hey.
You're on the Section 8 Power Hour.
Hi, it's North Carolina area code, but I'm actually calling from Tennessee. Yay, Army. We get moved around. Okay, back to your soapbox earlier about the the Black Lives Matter crap. Not that I don't think that Black Lives Matter, because they do, but so do white lives and every other person. That nocturnist libertist or whatever the heck it is, I think I shared that on the site for everyone. But oh my god. Like, that woman, I don't understand. I don't know if it was a man or a woman. I really can't tell. I know that there were people going both ways because her boyfriend, fiance, whatever, had a different page running. But they're both very, very strong activists in that Black Lives Matter group. But, oh, my gosh. I can't, like, I don't understand how I don't understand how, like, their page can get reported or anything of that matter and not be taken down. Yet, like, anyone else posts any kind of, like, any racial comment at all, and their stuff is taken down, like, immediately. I don't get it. Like, it just seems like bullshit to me. I don't
know. Well, I think it is bullshit, but I think that it's part of a double-edged sword where, as much as we fight in the military for the people that love us and the people that support us and the people that are allowed to say whatever they want, when they want, how they want, we also have those people that are allowed to speak out against us however they want, when they want. So,
but
like
to,
I said,
the extent of like,
yeah,
like, I'm a single mom, I've got kids, you know? Like, I don't need someone posting, like, just because I'm white and just because I fought. I don't need people going and posting my social and my phone number and my address and all other kinds of information I didn't give them personally and posting all that crap everywhere for people to come and kill me just because I'm white and I was a soldier. Like, that to me, that's a homegrown terrorist. That needs to be dealt with. Like, we go overseas to fight them. Why can't we take care of the ones that are on our own soil, too?
It's a muddy area when you get into the amendments. Obviously, we see the black and the white of it. No pun intended. You know, we see the right and the wrong, but there's a gray area there that where the waters get a little bit murky. So, appreciate you calling in and keep listening, and we're going to take another call. Thanks. What is that sound? Is that you, Dustin?
It's not me. I had it on mute, brother.
And Justin's gone.
Mine was on mute, too.
All right, must have been hers. All right, let's go to 501 area code.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello?
Go ahead. Yep, you're on.
Hey, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
It's Roger from Bug Out Military with BG.
Roger Plain. What's going on, bud?
Hey, man. Hey, so I'm texting you guys in here about Sergeant Major LaHue in here, and I just put this stuff up to Justin so he could get kind of a background on what's going on with Sergeant Major LaHue. And so he's out here at Quantico with me, and he got kind of a backlash of what's, you know, the Secretary of the Navy's, the Secretary of the Navy's coming out and saying, hey, we want these women to be in combat, and he doesn't care what the Marine Corps thinks about all these tests and stuff. Well, you know, I can throw all this stuff at you guys on the backlight pages and everything like that, but it just seems, you know, really terrible that these guys are way out of sync on what the ground combat infantryman really thinks about all this.
Well, that's the thing. They don't give a fuck what we think about it. They don't give a fuck what we think about it because they don't have to. Because the majority of us, 98% of us, are going to go out there and we're going to do it anyway. They know deep down in the freaking team rooms and the locker rooms and the briefing rooms that it's the stuff that we talk about, but they don't give a shit what we think. It's all about politics. As soon as those two female officers went to the Ranger course, the Ranger leadership course, that was gonna open up Pandora's box
for anybody else, for the other branches to bring women into the combat arena and or the special forces arena. So it was only a matter of time. And a lot of people think that it's legit. It's going to be, you know, it's going to do great things. But the fact of the matter is, it's a dog and pony show, and it's all about politics. I mean, point blank.
Absolutely. I mean, there's probably women out there right now that kick my fucking ass about it. You know, be better on the battlefield than what I am. But 95% of the fucking women that are out there sorry if I'm not allowed to cuss, but 95% of the women out there aren't going to be able to do what a guy does. And if we skew tests to be able to get women in there, then what good are we doing? You look at videos, ISIS doesn't give a shit. They don't care who you bring on the battlefield with you. They're trying to kill you. They don't care. They don't care about the political game. They don't care about any of that. And it seems like we care way too much about that. And until we meet them face to face and we're ready to buck up, we really should be, and just go door to door and kill those motherfuckers and stab in the eye and just fucking totally depleting them. We're in a no-win situation until the time comes when they just come over here, and then the fucking rules of engagement are ended, and we fucking kill them all.
And that's just the case. I got to move on to the next segment here in a minute, Roger. But you're absolutely right. The only way that's going to cease is if the rules of engagement go away, if the laws of combat go away, and it is pretty shitty to say that the only way that's going to happen is if they bring the fight over here, and you have the first few levels of government break down to where we're just going all out and we're fighting them on our own turf. So,
I sent you that stuff on Sergeant Major LeHue. He's Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps. They got a Navy Cross. I sent it to you on your Facebook page. Look at him. I put him up on the Scroll Docs and Bug Out Military Warriors Crossing and a couple other different pages on Facebook. But give him a little bit of look and read what he actually posted. He got in trouble. I talked to his wife out here. That's an HM1. His wife is an HM1, and she told me the night that he posted that, he had a call from the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps on what he posted on social media, debating what the findings of that course was. And he was in charge of those courses. So just look into that, what I messaged you.
Yeah, we'll take a look at it. We'll post it out there. Hey, Roger, I appreciate you calling. Tell BG we said what's up, and thanks for listening to the show.
Yeah, will do, brother. All right, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right, thanks, bro.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, boys, what do you say we lighten the mood a little bit?
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that idea a lot.
I need more whiskey or more jokes in my fucking life. Okay, that's what we're going to do. Anybody listening right now, if you've got a good joke, I want to hear it. And the best joke is going to get some from Five Bravo, some swag from Five Bravo. Oh, speaking of which, the second portion of the three-part promo code is power. So you got V and you got power. So if you're smart, you could probably guess what the third fucking phrase, third letter is. So, yeah, jokes. Come on, Dusty. After fucking a year and a half of me fucking telling you jokes every day, you got to fucking remember some of them. Because I've drank since then. And you can't use that fucking TBI as an excuse either.
Yeah, today has been a bad day, but I will one. Oh, I what was the one I told you earlier? Oh, yes. Actually, I think I read it on our site, so that doesn't matter. It doesn't count because everybody will know the punchline. You have a farmer has 10 cows, and all but 6 is dead. How many does the farmer have left?
Farmer has 10 cows. All but 6 are dead?
Yep.
So he's got 4 left. How's that a joke?
Nope, you're a retard. There's
yeah,
only one
a joke
left.
Because you got it wrong?
Yeah, well, yeah, it wasn't really a joke. It was more of a
a mathematical riddle?
Yes, a riddle. That's what it is. It's
okay,
actually, there's only one left.
Not fucking 4.
It's number 1. There's only one left. Number 6.
I got it.
I'm not that funny today. I can't think right now very well, so you're going to have to go ahead.
All right, Bradley, funniest joke.
This girl and this guy, they're upstairs in the bedroom just getting it on. I mean, they're fucking like wild animals. And then all of a sudden, girl's husband comes home unexpected. She starts to panic, and she's, you know, freaking out. He's freaking out. She's like, I got an idea. Just stand still. And she slathers him up with baby oil and starts throwing baby powder all over him. He's like, now stand in the corner and do not move until I tell you. Husband walks in the bedroom, sees her laying in bed, and he looks at the corner. He's like, the fuck is that? She's like, it's a statue. He's like, what the hell do we need a statue in the bedroom for? It's an intimacy statue. It'll help our sex life. Why do we need an intimacy statue? Well, the Joneses got one, you know, so I fear we needed one. He's like, we ain't getting every goddamn thing the Joneses get, but I ain't going to argue with you, so fine. Well, night goes on, they go to bed, middle of the night, husband gets up, goes, makes a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, pours a big old glass of milk, walks back in the bedroom, looks at the statue, says, here, eat this. He goes, I was at the Joneses for 3 days, and nobody offered me so much as a goddamn glass of water.
No, you know you like that. That was all right. That's all right. All right, Dustin, here's one for you. Why does Santa Claus have such a big stack? Why? He only comes once a year. Oh, ring job, ring job. Yeah.
What does Michael Jackson and caviar have in common?
I don't know.
What were you saying?
I'm waiting for the fucking punchline.
Okay, well, they both come on little white crackers.
Oh, fuck. Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle?
Why?
I don't know.
His wife left him. Because his wife left him. So this is what we're going to do for the next 40 minutes. This is going to be fun.
How do you get 100 Jews in a taxi?
Oh, God damn it.
Don't go there.
Throw a dollar in. How do you get them out? Tell them Hitler's driving.
I don't know. That's not where I thought you were going to go with that, but I'm glad you went where you went with it.
Yeah, you were thinking of an ashtray joke.
Yeah, I was. Hey, Dustin, what's the difference between a Catholic priest and a zit?
What?
A zit will wait until you're 12 before it comes on your face.
All right, Kyle, that's enough of that.
What, no more Catholic and Jew jokes?
No.
A rabbi and a priest are sitting on a park bench. priest looks over and sees this little boy just playing in the park. He looks over at the rabbi and says, "Hey, you see that little boy?" And the rabbi's like, "Yeah, I see him." He's like, "Well, let's fuck him." And the rabbi looks at the priest and goes, "Out of what?"
Oh, Jesus. All right, last one. Why do walruses love a Tupperware party?
I don't know.
They're on the lookout for a tight seal. Oh. You guys. You guys are
funny. All right. Oh, boy. So who's our next guest?
I got one for you. What does Jesus and a hooker have in common? What's the difference between Jesus and a hooker?
Oh, God damn it. But I don't even know if I should let you finish this, though.
No.
The look on their face whenever you nail them.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, okay.
Come on.
New rule. No more Jesus jokes. No more Jew jokes. And until the Pope makes reparations, it's still open season on Catholic altar boy jokes. Jew jokes, Jesus jokes, no more.
I think that's a good policy.
That's where I'm drawing the line. You can get so much mileage out of a fucking good Catholic priest joke. You know? It's like a fat girl with ordering Diet Coke at McDonald's. You know, you can only cut out some jokes, but you got to keep a few. So I'm keeping the Catholic priest jokes.
I'm good with that. We don't kill people for telling jokes about us. So yeah.
Well, who doesn't? The Jews?
No. Well, the Catholics or the Jews.
No. You guys don't kill people for telling jokes. Pay them off and they go away.
Just represent them in court.
Yeah, no shit. All right, we got a call. Let's see. This is a weird number. It's 1111111111 number.
It's a block number.
Yeah. So here we go. You're on with the preacher. Who's this?
Is this me? Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, this is Nikita. Sorry, I was dying laughing at your other jokes. But sorry, mind the accent. I was calling in to say that your women base is still, like, around, apart from the whole RuPaul joke that just went, that you probably lost a great deal of us then. But that other woman that called in to breathe life into the troll that is running around bashing all the Americans, the easiest way to get rid of that stupid, and I don't know if I can say this, but whore, is to just ignore them. Don't feed them oxygen. The more attention and the more oxygen you give them, the more they're going to get attention. Just leave them alone and let them do their bullshit and someone will assassinate them eventually. It's just, I can't stand those people. And more Facebook time and reposts and things like that we give them, the more famous they're going to become, and that's just what they want. So just leave them the hell alone. It irritates the life out of me, those people. But it just irritates me more when people repost it and get people pissed off about it. So
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to ignore it. I remember the first time I saw it. The first time I saw it, I was pretty pissed off. But that was kind of my thing, and it kind of goes double for the whole Bo Bergdahl thing. I'm not going to give this piece of shit any more of my time and energy. I only do it because it's a hot button issue, and it's still very relevant. Unlike the Nocturnist Libertists or whatever the fuck her name is, or whatever the fuck you want to call her, she's not relevant to me whatsoever.
Oh, she's a waste of space.
Is.
Her mother should have swallowed.
She,
that's the way it is. But,
I have to ask you, where are you from?
I'm Australian. I'm actually part of the Girls from Gunslingers group. So,
okay.
I'm Nikita. So.
Nikita.
But I do have a joke for you, by the way.
Okay, hit me with it.
Okay. Sergeant was addressing a squad of 25 and said, "I have a nice easy job for the laziest man here. Put your hand up if you're the laziest." 24 men raised their hands, and Sergeant asked the other man, "Why didn't you raise your hands?" And he looked at him and said, "Too much trouble raising my hand, Sarge."
It's my kind of guy.
So if you get between the accent and the joke, that would lighten the mood a little bit and get you off all the other hardcore bullshit. So.
Well, as soon as I heard your accent, I was going to open up with the line from Dumb and Dumber, but I was thinking that you might be from Austria, and then I'd even be a bigger dumbass. I decided not to do it. Oh, you know what? Since you're from Australia, maybe you can answer me a question.
Okay.
Are drop bears are not real, right?
They are, and that's actually my nickname on my profile is Drop Bear, because I'm really, really sweet until you piss me off. And when you piss me off, I will literally rip your head off and shit down your throat. So drop bears are real, but they only turn into drop bears when you call them a koala bear 5 times in a row, and then they'll get all pissed off and turn into a drop bear.
Okay, so if I go down to the San Diego Zoo and I go to the koala enclosure and I call the koala a koala 5 times, then the koala is going to turn into a drop bear.
No, because they're basically being bred in captivity. So if you were to go to Australia and call a koala bear, because they're not actually a bear, that's when they will turn into a drop bear and rip your throat out.
So there wouldn't be, like, any sort of wall in between me and the koala?
No. They live in trees.
Fuck all. No, fuck that. I've seen pictures of when their fucking teeth are bared. I'm good.
I can place one on your wall, and there's actually a couple of memes that I have on mine when I get really pissed off. It says the drop bear is not pleased, and it has, like, a 9mm Glock in its hand, and it's kind of just standing there in the tree ready to kill you, so.
Yeah, post that on the wall. I want to see that.
I can definitely do that. I can post that on your wall.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show.
No problems. You have a great night.
You too.
You too.
Bye, Nikita. Right.
Bye.
Could you possibly sound any gayer when you say that?
Oh, ooh. I'm sure I could. All right, I got another quick joke for you, Kyle. It's non-religious.
Go ahead, buddy.
So, you know the difference between a pickpocket and a peeping Tom?
Oh, fuck. Go ahead.
One snatches watches.
Hey, real quick, we're gonna go to Stephen. Bradley Stevens, buddy of mine over there in frickin' Dustin. What's the name of that town where he used to? Oh, never mind. We'll just bring him on.
The town.
Bradley,
is
you there?
Back that way.
You there.
I'm here, bro.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, just taking a little break from the things that are going on in Vigilant Guard right now.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. I'm watching that pretty close. For those of you that don't know what the Vigilant Guard is, it's a group of us that work with veterans in distress. We do Well, you know what? I'll just let Bradley explain it for a second. Brad, if you would.
Well, man, we're a group of vets and our followers. We're not all vets. We have civilians in there also. And we're a family of people who actually give a shit, and we take care of our own. If we find out about a buddy in distress, battle in distress, however you want to put it, we will reach out and get them in the group and provide them with the brotherhood that we all had at one point in time that so many of us lost when we got out of the military and come back into the civilian world. We got your six, bro. We're there. It's a place that you can, if you have some stuff going on in your life that you need some input on, and seriously, in our page, and within minutes, you will have a group of like-minded individuals that know what you're going through and give a fuck. That's what we do.
Awesome. Well, brother, I know you're swamped. You probably want to get back to the VG. We've got about 30 minutes left in the show. We're going to take a couple more calls and get right back into the funny stuff. Got some headlines I want to read, but I appreciate you calling in, and we appreciate all the hard work that you guys do at Vigilant Guard. I'm in the admin group too, and it's it can be tireless some days, and it can be stressful some days, but it's definitely rewarding. So.
Yes, it is, brother. Yes, it is. We have to watch each other's back.
Always. All right, brother, we'll talk to you soon, and we'll talk to you on another show down the road.
Hell yeah, man. Have a good one.
All right, see you, buddy. All right, boys. Did you guys see this shit?
What was that?
No, I don't want to see FaceTime of your crap.
I'm not talking about that. You see fucking Miami Hurricanes beat Nebraska?
Well, that's not surprising.
What?
What, did you have some money riding on Nebraska or
Miami,
what?
The Miami Hurricanes have the fucking one of the worst teams in the NCAA. How is that not surprising? Nebraska is not a shitty team.
What is surprising is that Ole Miss is about ready to beat fucking Alabama. That is surprising.
Right now?
Yeah. Number two team.
Where is David Wright?
He left. He was starting to scream, so he had to leave. He had to exit the house because they fumbled it, threw an interception and fumbled it, like back-to-back. Ole Miss is up 27-10, and he can't handle it.
Wow. Is that what the score is now?
What? Yeah, it's 27-10 right now, third quarter. At Alabama.
And Alabama's losing.
Yes.
In Alabama.
At-
wow. That is...
I think it's beautiful. I mean, it's sad.
That's fucking funny. All
right. Oh, what else happened today?
Yeah. Big shout out to, and I don't think he's listening, but I'll have to freaking get him tagged in it. Danion Fontenot, when you finally do hear this, fuck Tide. And Dustin, if you play this for fucking David Wright later, tell him I said fuck Tide as well.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. We're going to leave here. we're going to leave here as soon as we're done talking, and there's a band at every bar in the Midwest, I think, tonight.
There's a band at every bar in the Midwest?
I think so. I think this is apparently the band night for all the bars in Central Illinois.
Well, that sounds like a hoot. What are you guys going to do after? You guys going to run through a cornfield naked backwards?
Tip cows.
That's probably why Nebraska lost. They got cobbed up.
That's fucking funny.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Well, fuck, I don't know what the hell is wrong with this damn phone, but, or this, studio system, but it's only telling me we got fucking 3 minutes left. I thought I had until fucking...
It's 11 o'clock, brother. We've been talking for an hour and a half.
Shit, I thought I put it up for fucking, I thought I put it up for 2 hours. All right, well, listen, tonight was a little bit of a slow night. We didn't really have many guests. We had some people call in, and anybody listening, we'll try to keep it a little bit less politically charged in the future, but there's just so much bullshit going on, it's freaking hard not to. Thanks to Stephen Bradley from the Vigilant Guard, Mike Fisher, Jason Fisher. Jason, thanks for calling in and playing the game with us. Jen Griff, thanks for calling in and playing the game with us. And Justin Meether, if you're listening, sorry that you're at work right now. Stay warm on those corners, bro, and don't let those Johns slap you around. You're worth more than that.
Don't lowball yourself.
Yeah, don't lowball yourself, man. You're worth at least 2 cheeseburgers and a 6-pack of chicken McNuggets per hour. So
and a 12-pack
of PBR.
About
the high life.
12-pack of PBR, shit. More like a 12-pack of Milwaukee. Oh, fuck.
Hey, Kyle, why do ballerinas wear tights?
I don't know.
So they don't stick to the floor when they do splits.
Jesus Christ.
Anywho, have a good one, fellas. Good night. Good
right,
luck.
You have fun. Stay safe tonight. Real quick, the last portion of the 5 Bravo promo code would be hour, the power hour. So if you couldn't get that, good on you. Probably do a little bit more common core math. Might help you. And, yeah, so we'll see you next weekend. Same bat time, same bat channel with quite possibly.
Same bat shit crazy people.
Have. Yeah, dude, next weekend. So hold on. I just changed it so we can stretch it out a little bit. I got an email reply back from Don Shipley.
Nice.
So yeah, so Don and Carol Shipley possibly be on next weekend. What it'll probably be is it'll probably be like Jeff's interview where, I'll bring him on. We'll record it. You know, during the week we'll talk to him about all the stuff that he's doing with, you know, stolen valor and fake steals and whatnot. And I'll tell you what, if Dustin, if you were healthy, I'd say we should go out to Virginia to the Extreme Steel Experience because I'd kind of like to try it. I mean, I know I'd probably tap out after about 15 minutes, but it would be fun to try, I think.
I will videotape it. You trying that is.
All right, Dustin, go get your drunk on. Tell your husband we said hello.
She says hello. She can hear you. Say hello, honey.
Love you, Monica. All right, dude, be safe.
All right, we'll do. You too, brother. Bye.
See ya.
Take it easy.
Bradley, it's just me and
you,
there
were two.
And then there were two. The only two that mattered, if you ask me.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what the square root of 69 is?
No.
It's 8-something.
How is life like a penis?
Oh, I'm sure it has to do with something getting hard.
Something, but I'm not going to say the punchline. It might get me in trouble.
Oh. Well, whisper it to me and I'll say it.
Yeah, I'm sure. How is sex like a game of bridge?
I don't know.
If you have a great hand, you don't need a partner.
Do you know what the definition of masturbation is?
No.
Sex with someone you love.
Texting?
Huh? Sex with someone you love. The definition of masturbation.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know
okay,
what 6.9
is? What is the letter? What's that?
Do you know what 6.9 is?
Yeah, another good thing screwed up by a period.
There you go.
What did the letter O say to the letter Q?
I don't know.
Dude, your dick's hanging out. All right, well, listen, with that, I'm going to go into my closing statement. My little rant for the week.
Okay.
Today I was watching some news and was watching a History Channel deal on Normandy Beach, Utah Beach. And then I started watching some stuff on OIF, OEF, and I started thinking how much I really hate to nun. I hate the number. I hate the number 22. We had another veteran commit suicide a couple days ago. One that we that another organization that I admin in that had previously helped, and he took the hard way out. If you're listening to this, whether it be live or downloadable afterwards, you are not by yourself. You're not alone. You may feel alone, but there are organizations out there that can help you, that can let you know just exactly the things that they can do for you to help you feel better. If you feel like you can't, somebody, if you feel like you don't, like you don't belong, then you go to Facebook, you put in Drinking Bros, Vigilant Guard, and we'll go from there. We love you. I love each and every single one of you motherfuckers. I need each and every one of you to stay here with me until which time at the natural time that you're supposed to leave, until you get called home to Valhalla. I'm tired of seeing vets commit suicide. I'm tired of seeing homeless vets. I'm tired of seeing vets self-medicate, kill themselves with pills, with liquor. I understand everybody drinks. I want everybody to time and love each other. Except for the following people. You guys already know who they are. Westboro Baptist Church, fuck yourself. Jane Fonda, fuck yourself. Bo Bergdahl, you can definitely go fuck yourself. Nocturnus Libertus, whatever the fuck you're called, you can go fuck yourself. Black Lives Matter people, fuck yourself. The Black Panther Party, you can go fuck yourself. Shout out to everybody deployed. I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay safe. Can't wait till you come home, back to your families. For the whole crew, Dustin Meether, Dustin Weber, and Mr. Stephen Bradley, who I'm pretty sure is still with me.
Yes, sir.
This is the preacher. Stephen, say good night.
Good night. Thanks for joining us. Hope you're back with us next week.
Good night, bitches. Same bad time, same bad channel. See ya. Oh, stay frosty and be easy, never greasy.
That was cheesy, dude.
Very cheesy, but we're talking as we're fading out.
Illustrates the diversity of the word.